The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 18th day of July 2017. Folks, why did Donald Trump walk back his statement, the difference between would and wouldn't? When asked the question, well, he responded, why would Russia want to involve themselves in our elections? Now, I'm trying to live inside the mind of Donald Trump. That's a very crowded space. But I'm watching this and I'm thinking, why did he do this? Did he show it? Did he say it just to show these people that, oh, okay, you know, I have the ability to knuckle under to you guys. He. The media is continuing with its drumbeats of Russian interference in the elections. So how can Trump say in one word, the Russians didn't have anything to do with the 2016 elections, Hillary just lost, to going to, well, yes, the Russians meddled in the elections in the United States. What? Now, I know Donald Trump's not bipolar. He doesn't seem to display two distinct personalities. But what the hell? Unless in his own mind he thinks this is no big deal, everybody knows it's a lie, so what difference does it make if I walk it back? Mr. President, that's because everybody is now looking at you, and I mean everybody. And the supporters that put you in there? Here's the thought. Maybe they don't know the damn difference. I didn't consider that one. Maybe they wouldn't know. But there are others that are watching this very closely, and, well, we know. Now, I have never in my life heard anybody that wants peace between two nations being called a traitor. We're dealing with people that they make their livings off of other people's dyings, okay? To them, it's just doing business. It's not callous to them. It's not unconscionable. Now, to those that do have a conscience, taking a human life for whatever reason at least deserves some thought and careful consideration, but not with these creatures. It's just the byproduct. It's just the collateral damage of doing business. This is the way we've always done it, and we'll continue to do it. What's the big deal? It's only business, man. It's only business. Mm-hmm. I said 2017. You lied. Play that back. You're just screwing with me. Did I say 2017? You know how I am about dates, folks. I don't celebrate birthdays, the Remembrance Day. By the way, I finally had somebody that looked at me and said, you know what? That makes a lot of sense. Why do we celebrate birthdays every year? Your mama only bore you once, so that was your birthday.
Oh, it's just something to celebrate.
No, it's a countdown to your death day. Unless you think you're going to live forever and you know something that I don't. You have found the magic waters of eternal youth. It's a sick joke. It is a sick joke. If you look at it from that perspective, you'll understand what I'm saying. But unless you have, you're one of these people that, you know, you get to the age that if I stick too many birthday candles in that, they're going to melt down, the cake's going to catch on fire, and we'll have toasted chocolate cake. You know, that's why, rather than putting all those stupid little candles in there, you know, you start to reach the age of 50, 60, 70, you know, you're gonna burn down the house. But yet, dutifully and without thinking about it, we do it every year. Well, I'm again it. Michael, when's your Remembrance Day? May 17th. Now, are you in agreement with me that your mama only birthed you once? So what is all this nonsense of every 365 days rolling around going,
oh, happy birthday to you.
How many stinking years ago was that? And excuse me, I'm closer to the end than I am to the beginning. So what's the point?
Oh, it's just something to celebrate. You shouldn't be too sensitive.
I've heard it all. Quit laughing, Julie. You're not too far behind me. At any rate, something had popped in my head. I finally have somebody that agrees with me, Steve Elkins. You know why? Because he's getting older. See, when you're young, you don't give a damn. You know, a house can fall on you and go, ah, that might hurt a little bit, but that'll heal. You think you're indestructible. And you don't spend a whole lot of time thinking about age in your 20s and your 30s. Hell, you don't even think about it when you're 40, because at 40 you can do pretty much anything you did when you were 25 or 30. Oh, but then something magical happens that scientists and biologists still can't agree on as to why we get old. They really can't. They understand the process, but they don't understand why it happens. Because your body self-generates. It grows new cells. So all of a sudden, why does it stop producing testosterone and muscle mass and you get the stuff, the cruel jokes about it? Your lung capacity obviously diminishes when you get older. So what happens? Unless you're a mouth breather, you're growing crops of hair out of your nostrils. What's up with that? Is that the body's filter, just in case you want to filter stuff around that? Because you have diminished lung capacity? Or another one, men, you know this well, and if you have any Italian heritage, I used to look at my Uncle Al growing bushes out of his ears, and Al couldn't hear too good to begin with. I mean, it's a cruel joke. So I, for one, ladies and gentlemen, do not celebrate birthdays. To that bah humbug. It's stupid. And depressing when you really think about it. At any rate, just thought I'd throw that in there. I only did that because Steve Elkins finally agreed with me on something. Is Trump a traitor because he wants peace with Russia? Paul Craig Roberts, guy, I can't fault his thinking and his logic. U.S. Democrat Party is determined to take the world to thermonuclear war rather than to admit that Hillary Clinton lost the presidential election fair and square. The Democrat Party was totally corrupted by the Clinton regime, and now it's totally insane. Leaders of the party, Pelosi and Chuckie Schumer, former co-author of the New York Times, have responded in a non-democratic way to the first step Donald Trump has taken to reduce the extremely dangerous tensions with Russia that the Clintons, George Bushes, and the Obama regimes created between the two superpowers. Yeah, whether you want to admit it or not, Russia is still a superpower, our equal, at least nuclear speaking. They're smart enough to try to stay away from the IMF and the world bankers. By the way, tomorrow I'm going to have Mark Anderson on. We're going to talk a little bit about the propaganda campaign that I've alluded to on this program, and even Fox News is not in on the takedown. So tune in tomorrow, folks. Russian weapons are so superior to the junk produced by the waste-filled U.S. military and security complex that lives high off the hog on the American taxpayer. That's questionable even if the U.S. is a second-class military power. If the insane neoconservatives such as Max Boot, Crystal, and the rest of the neocon scum get their way, the U.S., U.K., and Europe will be radioactive ruin for thousands of years. We're going to talk about the annexation of Crimea tomorrow. I mean, it's this stupid crap that they're trying to cook up. The 5'6" Vladimir Putin, the little punk I heard the other day. Well, let me tell you, that guy's over 60 years old, and anybody who wants to call that guy a punk, fine. I'll buy the tickets. I'll watch you get your ass kicked. The Democrat minority leader of the U.S. House of Representatives accused Donald Trump of high treason against the United States. There is no outcry against this blatantly false accusation, totally devoid of any evidence whatsoever. It's even stupid to even talk about proof because it's stupid. There's nothing. And of course, the prostitute media, instead of protesting this attempt at a coup against the President of the United States, they trumpet the accusation of self-evident truth. Trump is a traitor because he wants peace with Russia. Remember, wait a minute, stop the presses here. Don't I remember saying that Donald Trump, my God, you know, he's a madman. He's got his finger on the nuclear button. Oh, we can't have him in there. He's too unstable. We got to get him out of there. What? So Trump would be, he's not okay if he pushes the button and launches on Russia. He wants peace with Russia, so he doesn't have his finger on the button, and we got to get rid of him. Now he's a traitor. Is anybody buying this convoluted crap except the minister of propaganda that's putting this stuff out? Is anybody buying this stuff? Now, I know what Democrats are up to. And sorry, folks, we've got to talk about politics here. You know, politics is the game that is played in lieu of, let me get out that Constitution and study that thing. Let's go back to the rule book. Let's consult the rule book to see what the rules of the game are. No, we're not going to do that. We're too busy telling you this country is a democracy. We're too busy culturally trying to change it. We're too busy whipping up a frenzy against somebody that you may not like the guy. But really, I mean, would you like to have dinner with George Bush, senior or junior? Unless you're one of these whacked out people that think Hollywood stars, they walk on water and their screen persona is what their life is all about. Then maybe you would want to sit down with George Bush or Bill Clinton, or maybe you'd like to sit next to Hillary. Ooh. But if you're that kind of gadfly, you're a non-thinker to begin with. Here's the Democratic Senator, Chucky the Possum Schumer. Sorry, Chucky. Repeating Pelosi's false accusation. And I'm quoting Mr. Schumer. See, if we had term limits, folks, we wouldn't have to listen to Chucky Schumer anymore. Sure, they'd put in a socialist, communist, whatever. Just as bad, if not worse, but I wouldn't have to hear it out of Chuck Schumer's mouth anymore. And then maybe, you know, the crafters of the illusion, you know, the perception of this candidate and that candidate, this senator and that congressman, and they spend a lot of time building up images. So let me see. If we had a bigger turnout for senators and congressmen, there wouldn't be that much time to build images, and people just make the assumption that this person's okay. I like him. I like the way his hair's cut. You know, I've heard some pretty whacked out things of why people like a certain politician. Really? Haircut? Wow. This would be the correct approach. But you see, all of what you're witnessing in the news right now, not just in this country, but worldwide, this is the global elite in the last gasp attempt to take this country over. And when I say take it over, I don't mean leave things as they are. No. The United States was a threat to the rest of the world in this regard, because we incessantly talked about this freedom and liberty thing, and those damn Yankees, they got guns. And what do you mean they don't want national health care? The American people have always been a pretty stiff neck a lot, and the reason being is because they weren't that dependent, and they didn't have to go with the flow. They didn't have to cast a certain vote or bend over a certain way. They did things for themselves. They provided for themselves, which a centralized government that wants control, why do you think they hate that so much? Independent of people running around doing things independently and not paying attention to the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain. It's the way it should be. But not in this democracy, folks. No. And if you want an indication of the state wanting you to comply, I just give you as an example how the police in any town, USA, are treating the American citizen. You're going to comply. You're not going to give me an argument. I'll tase you or I'll shoot you. You know, because my wife wants me home safe tonight, and they've amped up the safety thing to the point where if you even feel threatened, go ahead, shoot now, ask questions later, and by the way, we'll put you on administrative leave. You won't lose your job, and you'll get your retirement. If you want an indication, you want to put your fingers on the pulse of a healthy nation, take a look at how the cops treat their citizenry. And right now, short of just dragging out ye old guillotines or lining us up against the wall, we're almost there. Now, some people might say that that's a little over the top, and John, it's not as bad as you say it is. I beg to differ with you. Time was... And we got a lot of cops, and I know they're human beings, and we all are subject to human condition. Yeah, I'm taking all that in consideration. There was a time in this country that, you know, you didn't have the right to keep your mouth shut. They actually legislatively had to pass a thing that they had to read you your Miranda rights. You know, you don't have to self-incriminate yourself. And the reason that came about was the backroom treatments. You know, you heard about the sleep deprivation, the bright lights in your eyes, you know, that kind of... No. People getting beat up with phone books. Literally, rubber hoses. It was to stop the abuse, because that was another sign of a country that had due process and law. You're not guilty until you're proven guilty. The state must assume that, okay, we're going to charge you, but you know what? You may not have done it, so we've got this thing called judicial procedure. And you have certain rights that have to be protected. But the Miranda law didn't come around because they were getting you coffee and Cokes and giving you cigarettes in the back room, folks. But now it's to the point, you will comply, or in a lot of cases, you will die.
Oh. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Lord, take this patch off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's been too dark to see. Felt like knocking on heaven's door.
All right, we're back. And if this is not getting more ridiculous, oh, by the way, comply or die. Well, you know what? If you witness a crime, that can make you a potential enemy of the state. Now, I know that sounds to the more stoic or conservative person out there, the person that's trying to be, you know, smart about not falling for everything. And folks, I try very, very hard not to walk out on the limb. As I've said to many people, thank you. As I've said to many people, that, you know what, we don't have to go space aliens and crop circles. You know, you don't have to go flat earth here. There is enough provable on the plate that you ain't got to go there. So to give you the most credible and take it to the bank news, well, that's that used to mean something, but it doesn't anymore. So if you don't If you don't believe we're turning into a police state, a protected police state, they're going to protect the Praetorian Guard. Remember the black dude in New York City? The guy's name was Garner, and he was choked to death by the NYPD. And I'm looking at a photo of it right now. Cops got a headlock on somebody. Now, let me ask you something, folks. If you were putting a chokehold on somebody, wouldn't you know if they were on their last gasp that you're literally choking the life out of them? I would have a tendency to believe that you would. Not that guy. While the man who filmed Eric Garner being choked to death by the New York City Police Department, the cops responsible for his death, well, they're still getting paid. You know, I know it's hard to fill the ranks, but I'll tell you what. If I was the police chief, I would have put that. He would have been a Walmart greeter. I'm telling you. 4 years have now elapsed since New York City police officer Daniel Patello choked Eric Garner to death for apparently egregious crime of selling loose cigarettes. Now, if you don't understand the motivation behind that, then you haven't been to New York City and you're not a smoker. Mike, what are they charging for a pack of cigarettes up there now? $12, $14? And for somebody now hold on here, somebody jonesing for their fix that maybe didn't have $14 to buy a lousy pack of cigarettes might buy one for Mr. Gardner. Well, you see, that's a violation of commerce rules, folks. You don't have a permit to do that, so therefore we're going to choke you to death. You starting to get the picture? In October of 2016, Ramsey Orta, the man who filmed Patelio choke the life from Gardner, was sentenced to 4 years in prison for drugs and gun charges that were conveniently brought against him after he became famous for taking the video that fateful day. While Orta rots in prison, the officers responsible for the death of Garner remain free. Not only free, they're getting paid. Finally, however, this might be ready to change here. On Monday, the New York City Police Department announced that they become impatient with the Justice Department's slow pace at its investigations into the death of the father of six. The NYPD announced that it would soon start disciplinary proceedings against the officers involved in the killing of Eric Garner as federal action is absent. 4 years? 4 years? Do you think a little bit of heat was being put on the New York City Police Department? As the New York Times reported, the police department, acting one day before the fourth anniversary of Mr. Garner's death on Staten Island, said it would no longer hold off on disciplinary proceedings if the Justice Department had not announced by August 31st whether it will file criminal charges. Wait a minute. Am I missing something here? One of the New York Police Department officers choked a man to death, and they're complaining that the Justice Department hasn't done anything about this? Well, here's my question to you. Why the hell haven't you done anything about it? You know, covering each other's butt for that thin blue line, does that go all the way to the top? Would that send a message to your rank and file that, well, the management of this company is really not behind you? Huh? So they're complaining the Justice Department didn't do anything because they didn't do anything? Folks, a little bit more on this, because this is the wave of the future. Butt covering and people dying at the hands of guys that were there to serve and protect. And it ain't you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some of the convoluted reasoning behind this. Understandably, members of the public in general and the Garner family in particular have grown impatient with the fact that the NYPD has not proceeded with our disciplinary proceedings, as they have difficulty comprehending a decision to defer to a federal criminal investigation that seems to have no end in sight. Lawrence Byrne, the department's deputy commissioner for legal matters, said in a letter to Justice Department on Monday. Really? You got to sit around and you've got to cry for the feds to do something? It wasn't their officer, it was yours. So why are you inviting the Fed into your jurisdiction to do something you should be doing yourself? And Byrne goes on and says, given the extraordinary passage of time since the incident without a final decision, any further delay in moving ahead with our own disciplinary proceedings can no longer be justified. That was the justification. Waiting for the Fed to show up. Wasn't their officer. It was yours. Folks, have you ever strangled anybody to death? I can honestly say I haven't. But you know what? That takes a lot of muscle and a lot of determination. This was not a small man, by the way. So while others are holding him down, this guy has his arm locked around his windpipe and he's squeezing for all of its worth. And it worked. He killed the guy. over selling loose cigarettes on the street. Call me crazy, but is this not nuts enough as it is? They can't decide themselves to take disciplinary action, to do a real investigation. So too much time has elapsed. We're going to have the fourth anniversary tomorrow, so I guess we're going to do something. I don't know what it is, but we're going to do something because we're tired of waiting for the Fed. God, you cowards. Now, in our strange world, and this is all part of the conditioning, and we're going to talk to Mark Anderson about this as well on tomorrow's program, but there is a conditioning program going on in America. You are purposely being propagandized in ways that, you know, the average Joe Blow from Kokomo that's had his head buried someplace that he doesn't see what's happening in front of his very eyes. It's just a subtle thing, and it really wouldn't rock their world. The world we live in, that we're trying to protect our anonymity that we're supposed to have as being citizens, unless you do an egregious act and somebody has got a piece of paper and a warrant or a summons or something, you should be invisible to the government. But not anymore. How far are they willing to go? Well, let's consider the LPGA. And you golf fans out there will be happy to know that they're considering every fan a potential terrorist. Yes. Now, some people think the game of golf is really stupid. And if you've never played golf, I can understand your feeling. Hitting a little round ball off of a tee and then chasing it around an acre after acre and trying to put it in a little hole someplace. Now, it's a big money game. And its roots were in the elitist of the day, back when. That was their game. You thought it was just polo? No. It was golf. But if you have played the game, you understand how difficult it is to take that ball, knock it off the little tee, chase it around God's green earth, and put it in a little tiny hole. And in actuality, the only person you're really playing against is yourself. If you're in competition, if you're playing against yourself and your score ends up being a little bit better than the other guy, well, ta-da, you win. But it's still a stupid game. Last week, an article in Sport Techie revealed that the LPGA is using the NEC's biometric NeoFace facial recognition technology to identify every fan. Now, if you guess the reason why for public safety, give yourself a gold star or a golf ball. I don't care. Lisa Johnson, who works a key business development role in NEC and assists stadium and arena operators with facial recognition solutions, you never guess what she had to say. I think people want to be safe. I want to be safe from people like you that have no conscience and no ability of discernment to realize what you're making your daily bread off of is actually an affront to all the rest of us. If you don't get that, Lisa, then I'm sorry for you. You know, there's some dictator someplace that would absolutely love your services. Now, officially, the LPGA announced that they were partnering with NEC 7 months ago, but the truth is they have been using facial biometrics to spy on fans since at least last year. See, they already were doing it. Then they announce it, and then they come out with the goo about how it's so wonderful, it's technology, it's so simple, and it keeps you safe. Do we have anti-golf terrorists out there? Do we have people that are stupid enough to run around acres of God's green earth hitting a little rubber-banded ball that somehow they're a threat, they need to be targeted? You want me to believe this? Our solutions, and I'm so glad that the propaganda is in blue here. Our solutions provide the technology-based partnerships required for accurate, real-time, and post-event investigations, providing new ways to predict threats. Somebody watching a golf game is now a threat? Mike, did I miss something? Did somebody get beheaded on the 17th green? Did they put their head on the flagpole there? You used to do the golf thing. What the hell they call that stick that you put in the hole? Flag. Okay. Have you seen any golf games lately with people's heads stuck on flag post? Well, Sport Techie, and bless their little teddy holes, as my mama used to say, revealed that the LPGA can scan 3.02 million faces per second in their search to identify potential terrorists. Now, okay, wait a minute. Let me digress back up here for a second. Let me take a step back. So if you're going to scan and have the ability to do 3.02 million faces per second to identify potential terrorists, that must mean you've got one hell of a database for comparison, doesn't it? Oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't supposed to notice that. And you really think in this country, folks, they're going to stop this? They're going to stop the invasion of your privacy? Oh, until another judge comes out and reiterates, well, if you're in public, you have no expectation of privacy. Stick it in your ear. You know, today I was driving around Round Rock and I'm looking at all the street corners. Now, they did away with red light cameras down here. Small yay for that one. But I'm sitting here and I counted 15 cameras at one intersection. Why? Oh, it's a tool for law enforcement. Really? You know, we did without them before. Why is it so important that you have 15 or 20 cameras eyeballing one intersection? What is your intended purpose? Now, part of the reason they got rid of the red light cameras, ladies and gentlemen, is, whoever was driving the car was whoever owned the car. If that car didn't make a full stop and went through that red light, well, they didn't. There was a conundrum because they didn't know what the hell to do. Who were they going to ticket? The person that they couldn't see who was driving? Sometimes the cameras could catch a facial image. Most times they couldn't. You know, glass has this reflective quality to it. If the sun's shining and it's anywhere around noon, the way the curvature of the windshields are, the only thing that camera's going to take a snapshot of is a reflective bright spot coming off your windshield. So there was some associated problems with that. So they relented. Okay, if you're going to complain that much, we'll get rid of the red light cameras. But you know what? We're going to put up 10 more cameras in the intersection to watch you for what reason? Just keeping you safe. By the way, if it already isn't bad enough, it does get worse. Bye, Julie. NEC's Dream Team claims that by partnering with facial recognition company, golfers can improve their swings. I'm not making this up, folks, and this is a real story. NEC is using propaganda at an unprecedented scale. And this is their propaganda piece, conveniently highlighted in blue. Thank you. NEC will be interwoven into the LPGA stat story through new infographics, which will be shared on LPGA social channels, a new stat feature, which will debut on LPGA.com, and starting this week at the Pure Silk Bahamas. I don't even, Mike, does that sound familiar to you? What the hell is a Pure Silk Bahamas? Sponsor or something? Okay. And continuing in select LPGA domestic broadcasts, there will be an enhanced technology element sponsored by NEC giving fans insight into the players' drives on certain holes. Double plus good.
Wow.
Do I get an increase in choco rations and a couple more grams of that? Maybe a sharp razor blade, too? That I'm only going to use not to shave my face, but to cut my wrist, because I've had enough of you clowns. Now, NEC's media propaganda machine has outdone itself. Now, I thought I saw it all with Adenigo's pre-checked facial recognition bus tour, which tries to convince America that facial recognition is a good thing. Yeah, double plus good. But NEC makes Indigo's propaganda bus tour look like child's play. NEC plans on providing the LGPA fans with facial biometric hospitality programs. The partnership will also include hospitality programs in various markets around the world. Now, Cambridge's dictionary definition of hospitality is the act of being friendly and welcoming to guests and visitors. Because nothing says friendly and welcoming like using facial biometrics to spy on everybody. It's just a loving thing, isn't it? Now, oddly, or perhaps intentionally, the LGPA fails to mention how facial recognition programs are used to create secret watch lists. The LPGA joins a long list of professional sports leagues using facial recognition to create secret watch lists. And there are links to this story on our website, republicbroadcasting.org, if you want to take a look at that little list. NEC's propaganda aside, the real reason why sports leagues are adopting the facial recognition is to limit their liability. Oh, it's the insurance boys. The technology has improved as professional sports leagues come to terms with being terrorist targets. Wow. That prospect has left the NHL in recent weeks discussing a league-wide security review that will potentially help to limit the league's financial exposure if terrorists targeted an NHL game. Folks, and here's the bottom line. We have reached a new low in America when facial biometric companies use social media, buses, and hospitality programs to influence public opinion. It's a good thing. Now, I wonder if the little herds of sheep that dutifully follow around the golf course, their favorite little ball hitter, wonder what their thoughts are on this, that even they're thinking at all. I don't know. There is now, folks, this is official, 3 times more debt in the world than there is money. 3-1. You may well have seen in the news the last couple of days that global debt has reached another all-time high after climbing to an astonishing $247 trillion when combining public debt of around $60 trillion and non-financial sector debt around $186 trillion. This eye-watering figure also means that for the first time ever, there is now officially 3 times more debt in the world than there is money to retire the debt. But you and I know the inside game on that one. You can't retire debt with more debt. It's been reported that this astounding level of debt is causing major... It's the major cause, rather, by investors on top of ongoing concerns about the Federal Reserve's monetary policy. Now, I told you the other day that inflation right now is running at about 10%. Now, they said that, well, we don't want to up the rates here, the interest rates, you know, because we want to make sure inflation's in check. So what happens? Inflation gets out of check. What do? They raise the rates. You know how much, I mean, this is very simple in its approach, and it's very factual observing this and making the statement that why do we have a private corporation charting the course for America? A private corporation for profit is running everything and everybody. Is that not the definition of fascism? Why isn't any of the Antifa people caught on to this? Oh, maybe because their leaders are told, you'll get paid, just stick to the script.
Well, you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is.
Got the little black car, the little black dress. We got the guru and the trainer and the full-course dress. We got the software, hard drive, CD-ROM. We got the exploitation.com. We got the pages.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, the magic's from
according to the CIA, the total amount is $80 trillion if you include broad money. If you're wondering what the heck that is. Broad money, it's not exactly physical cash, but rather accessible cash. So things such as checking accounts, savings accounts, money market accounts, anything which is not considered physical, but you can make a bank transaction digitally and use that as money. Now, if you include this figure, then total estimated value of all the money in the world is $80 trillion. The figure pales into insignificance when compared to the aforementioned global debt figures. CNBC and Bloomberg have reported in the news of this increase in global debt figures. It also claimed that this figure has rose to $29 trillion since 2016. Meaning for the first time ever, there's three times more debt in the world than money. And you can't trust these figures, folks. Let me just caution you against this. Once again, this seems like a significant argument as to why Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies are the future of our financial systems. Now, really? I don't think so. You know, that's the one problem that we have is the value of currencies, they fluctuate. Or they get eaten up by printing too much of the stuff and they call it inflation. A little fooly on the public. Oh, it's just inflation. Everybody says the word, but have no idea that it's actually devaluation. Somebody is stealing more of your dollar's value. But again, well, it's really not yours to begin with. You just get to use it. And they continue to abuse you by way of interest. Wow, what a scam. Still alive in a world that's choking on debt. And I got some clown telling me that Bitcoin's the way to go. Really? Stick your Bitcoin where the sun doesn't shine. Where might that be, Mike, in your left ear? Left nostril?
Yeah.
Johnny's being good today. 800-313-9443 will open up the phones for the next hour. Some of the stuff that has been growing some cobwebs, I wanted to get it out there. Oh, and by the way, looking for conspiracies. You know, we were once, we had the crown of the conspiracy theorists. Remember that, folks?
Oh, those people are just conspiracy theorists.
Well, no, now the Democrats are. Now the neocons are. Democrats are calling for Trump's interpreter in Putin meeting to testify before Congress. There were two interpreters at the private meeting between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. So the Democrats want to know what was said. So they're going to subpoena the interpreter and question him in front of Congress. Okay. All right, Congress critter. Only if I can have a bugging device in your bathroom, in your bedroom, in your private home. Yeah, let's make a deal. You give me that, we'll let the guy testify. Oh, you say that's not for public consumption? That's why it's called a private meeting. Boy, where are you at today? Your crazy little fingers aren't flipping. At any rate, we'll take the top of the hour break here. 800-313-9443. This kind of nutso stuff could actually drive a sane man crazy. Second hour coming up.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN,
The Republic Broadcasting Network.